UB40 has been rocking for, well, 40 years now, and they're continuing on with a North American tour, likely stopping by a city near you. And we've got Robin Campbell from the group on the line. How's it going today?
Very good, thank you. I'm on a day off. Very rare day off.
Those are always good days. You know what? I should let everybody know that in honor of this, I'm having a glass of red wine, okay?
Funny you should say that, so am I.
Okay. See, what do they say? Great minds drink alike, I think is what they say.
Pretty good.
I mentioned at the top that, you know, it's been 40 years, and we don't see that very often in the music business anymore. This is a loaded question. What do you credit with your success?
I really don't know. We're one of those lucky bands, you know. We got an audience fairly early. We had a lot of success fairly early, and we kept the audience, you know. I guess we're just unique enough to be interesting to people. And if I knew the secret, I'd bottle it and sell it to other bands.
Absolutely.
We just do what we love doing, and hopefully bring our audience with us, and so far it's worked.
Yeah, and I think that's back in the day, it was a little, there weren't as many groups and artists, right? Now, thanks to the internet, YouTube, all of these different platforms, you know, it's everybody's a musician, it seems, nowadays, right?
Well, I think it's easier to get exposure for yourself in that way on social media.
Yeah.
That's a tool, you know, that was not available to bands when we started out. I think it's a good thing. It's kind of made it available to everybody.
Let me ask you about that, because it's always interesting to hear from musicians who have been in the business for a long time, because the internet was threatening to a point, right? There was that whole downloading music free and sharing it, and so a lot of groups or musicians didn't like that. So your take on it is, I guess it's different if you're just starting out and needing that platform as opposed to an established group that already has that fan base.
Yeah, I think it was seen as a threatening thing, and I think we were just as worried about it as everybody else, you know. But it's changed the whole industry. It's changed the way the industry works, and no longer you can't sort of rely on a back catalogue to supply you with an everlasting income, you know. That's gone. So, mm-hmm. Which is why you find so many bands that haven't been around for a while coming back, you know, they're coming back and going on the road again, because that's become the source of income, because, you know, obviously the downloading, etc., and you know, illegal downloading and very cheap downloading, you know, it means that the artist doesn't really earn for records anymore, so they have to get back out on the road. But we've just kind of embraced it, you know. There's nothing you can do about it, so you know, you just got to enjoy the fact that we're on the road still. I mean, we've never stopped doing that, but we enjoy the fact that social media has made us available to people that wouldn't maybe not have heard of us, you know. And we constantly are amazed at the young audience that we get in the front rows of our gigs. We get teenagers singing songs that we recorded before they were born, you know, so that has to be down to social media, I guess.
Absolutely. So aside from that, let's talk about maybe just the recording industry itself. Obviously, there's so much that has changed in the business. What's been one of the biggest changes that you've, I guess, you know, like recording wasn't always, you know, computers and digital. Like, what would be the biggest change that you've experienced?
Well, I think probably the technical side of it was this, when we first started, studios were analog, you know, and now they're digital. It's quite different. But I think we embrace the digital age, we embrace the computer along with everybody else. But I think we've also kind of gone back to where we were. I mean, obviously, we still use digital equipment, we still use modern technology, but we've gone back to writing and recording and playing as a band and doing stuff live in the studio rather than, I mean, I think there was a time when we did it kind of painting by numbers, you know, where we'd go individually into the studio rather than play together as a band. And they've gone full circle and gone back to that now. And I think it's much more enjoyable.
You mentioned that you guys really haven't stopped touring. Let me ask you, what is... You must have a love for doing it, or else you wouldn't tour so much. So what is... What do you like most about touring?
Well, we work in two mediums, you know. One is in the studio and recording, and the other is live with an audience. And they're both equally rewarding in different ways, you know. You make a record, and I love working in the studio. I love making music and recording it forever, you know. But once you've made a record, you want to play it to your fans, you know. Mm-hmm. You want to get out and play it to your audience and get their approval, you know. And you can't do that if you're not playing live. And live gigs is the buzz you get from a live audience, you can't get any other way, you know. It's a buzz you can't replace. And once you're hooked on it, you know, it's very difficult to give it up, which is why we've been doing it for four decades.
It's a buzz that you can't get from the red wine, right?
You can't get it from anything
right.
other than a live audience, you know. Emotional communication, you know, between you and a live audience. And what you give them and what they give you back, you can't find anywhere else.
Let me ask you what touring is like in North America compared to, let's say, you know, Europe, or even just other countries anyway. I hear audiences are different sometimes from country to country. Is that right?
Well, I guess they might vary a little. But generally, we have the same kind of response wherever we are, you know.
Okay.
We play dance music, so we try to sort of create a dance atmosphere, you know, a party atmosphere. We want people singing and dancing along with us, and that's pretty much what we get wherever we go. There are different sort of characteristics, I guess, you know, wherever you go, and different countries are slightly different in their reaction, you know. Some countries are a little quieter, a little bit more polite, you know, but generally we have a party wherever we go. And I would say that America and Europe are pretty much the same, and everywhere else we go, you know, I mean, Japan, Australia, wherever we go, we tend to have the same kind of response.
Let me ask you then, is there maybe a different song that everybody's waiting for, depending on where they are?
No. They're all waiting for the same ones, because the same ones are the same hits worldwide,
right.
You know? The ones that you have to sing, the Red Lines,
right.
And the Can't Help Falling in Love, and, you know, various others, they're the biggest hits. So when they are big hits, they're big hits pretty much universally, you know? So... it doesn't matter where we travel in the world, we have to play the same few songs. We can maybe change it around a little depending on the success of other songs in those territories, you know, but you know, there's a certain short list of songs that you have to play wherever you are.
I imagine when you know that one of those songs is next, you're just waiting for their reaction.
Well, that's sometimes you get tired of those songs because you've played them a million times in a million countries, and I should stop exaggerating, but you know, sometimes you just you tire of them. But then the second you play them to a live audience and you get the feedback from that audience, then you love the song again, you know. That's what it's all about.
That's, I guess, the good thing about letting the audience sing along, is that you guys can actually just stop and let them carry the song for a while.
Well, I don't know that we ever do that. Well, yeah, we've done that a few times, but not very often. We usually do. We like them to sing along rather than replace us.
Okay. You know, let's talk about Brian. I know in the spring you announced that Brian was stepping back from the tour. He was diagnosed with a brain tumor. One, how did that affect the group? And two, how are things now?
Well, he's obviously undergone surgery and had two small tumors removed from his brain. He's still undergoing various treatments, chemo and radiotherapy, etc. And he's at home, supposedly resting, yet every time I see a photo of him on Facebook, he's in a bar somewhere, having a whale of a time, you know. He's a kind of refuse to lie down kind of guy, you know. he's partying somewhere every time I see a picture of him. But we miss him. We miss him live, without a doubt. You know, he's a big character on stage and off. And, you know, we have another guy who's replaced him, who's doing a sterling job, but obviously it's not the same.
Yeah.
But, you know, what else can we do? He's not allowed to travel, he can't fly, he can't blow a saxophone. So, you know, he has to stay at home and get better. And hopefully, at some point, possibly next year, he'll be able to rejoin us. But at this moment, we really don't know how it's going to pan out.
Something tells me, Robin, that if he was not there having a drink, you would be concerned. Do you know what I mean? Like, if he was resting, you'd say, uh-oh, something's wrong.
Well, I guess so, knowing him, yeah.
Right.
I would prefer if he was resting,
of course.
To be honest.
Yes, of course.
I'd much rather he was getting better, you know, and I knew he was getting better. He worries me all the time because he is so sort of reckless, you know, but he refuses to take it easy, which worries me. But yeah, you know, I know him, and I know him well, and I know that's exactly how he would be.
Exactly. He's still got the spirit. So I mentioned you guys are touring all over North America. I just heard that you're going to be hitting my hometown of Winnipeg in Canada, so I'll have to see if I'm in town. Maybe I'll stop by. The tour dates are on your website.
Great.
Yeah, lots of information is on the band's website. Let's just give that website address a plug.
UB40.global.
UB40.global. All right, we'll be sure to check it out. You know, Robin, it was great chatting with you. 40 years, that's really an incredible success.
Well, thank you. I'm still enjoying it, and I look forward to another 40.
All right, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.